知行英语 Listen and share.
Home alone. 独自在家。I live with my granddad in central London. He went on holiday and left me in the house alone for 2 weeks. The house is over 200 years old. He has owned it since 1982. Nothing unusual has happened since he has been living there, until Monday night.I was just about to go to sleep. It was about 12 a.m. The house is creaky as it's old, but what happened next was not a normal occurrence, and I know it wasn't my imagination. I thought it might have been at first, but I soon found out it wasn't. All the houses in the mews are connected. As I was just dropping off,I heard a loud banging noise. I told myself it was just the neighbors and stopped making myself paranoid. I heard a man shouting. It sounded as if it was coming from the basement. The door to my basement is underneath my bedroom. It went quiet for a few minutes until I heard it again. This time it was much louder.It sounded like someone was kicking the basement door, which was locked. This went on for about 3 minutes.
I和我爷爷一块住在伦敦市中心，他出去度假了，把我留在家里，我得一个人待两个星期。我所住的房子有200多年的历史了。1982年，爷爷成了这儿的主人。自打住这儿以后，一切都很正常。直到那个周一的晚上，那时已经快要凌晨2点了。我正要睡着，因为房子很旧了，所以吱吱的作响也很正常。但是，接下来发生的一切就不太正常。而且我知道那不是我的臆想，我开始也以为只是自己的幻觉，可是很快我发现并不是。这儿所有屋子的地下室都是相连的，我刚要睡着，突然听到砰砰的巨响，我心想可能是邻居吧，告诉自己不要乱想。我听到一个男人在大叫，听上去好像由地下室传来的。地下室的门就在我的卧室下面。接下来安静了几分钟，然后我又听见了叫声，这次声音又大了不少，听上去好像是有人在他地下室的门。地下室的门是锁上的，这次又持续了3分钟左右。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
I live with my granddad in central London. He went on holiday and left me in the house alone for 2 weeks.
我和我爷爷一块住在伦敦市中心，他出去度假了，把我留在家里，我得一个人待两个星期。
The house is over 200 years old. He has owned it since 1982.
我所住的房子有200多年的历史了。1982年，爷爷成了这儿的主人。
Nothing unusual has happened since he has been living there. Until
Monday night. 自打住这儿以后，一切都很正常。直到那个周一的晚上。
I was just about to go to sleep. It was about 12 a.m.
那时已经快要凌晨零点了。我正要睡着。
The house is creaky as it's old, but what happened next was not a normal occurrence, and I know it wasn't my imagination.
因为房子很旧了，所以吱吱的作响也很正常。但是接下来发生的一切就不太正常了，而且我知道那不是我的臆想。
I thought it might have been at first, but I soon found out it wasn't.
我开始也以为只是自己的幻觉，可是很快我发现并不是。
All the houses and the mews are connected. As I was just dropping off, I heard a loud banging noise.
这儿所有屋子的地下室都是相连的。我刚要睡着，突然听到砰砰的巨响。
I told myself it was just the neighbors and stopped making myself paranoid.
我心想，可能是邻居吧，告诉自己不要乱想。
I heard a man shouting. It sounded as if it was coming from the basement.
我听到一个男人在大叫，听上去好像由地下室传来的。
The door to my basement is underneath my bedroom.
地下室的门就在我的卧室下面。
It went quiet for a few minutes until I heard it again.
接下来安静了几分钟，然后我又听见了叫声。
This time it was much louder.It sounded like someone was kicking the basement door, which was locked.
这次声音又大了不少，听上去好像是有人在他地下室的门。地下室的门是锁上的。
This went on for about 3 minutes.
这次又持续了三分钟左右。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Since 加时间点表达的意思是从什么时候开始一直怎么。有这一结构出现的句子，主句动词一般都要用完成时结构，如现在完成时、过去完成时、将来完成时等。
Be about to do something 是固定用法，用来表示正要做的事差一点就做了。比如
I was about to go to bed when she rang me.
我正要睡觉的时候她打电话来了。
Creaky 意为老朽的、摇摇欲坠的、发出叽叽嘎嘎声音的。
At first 这个词组意为一开始、首先。
Mews 是指马车房，即指曾用作马厩、后经部分改建供人住宿的房屋。
Drop off 是固定动词词组，在本文当中以为睡着、打瞌睡，它还可以表示散去、减少、死去等含义。
Bang 是一个象声词，总是与砰砰的声音相联系，做名词表示砰的一声，做动词表示砰砰的响、砰砰猛撞，它可以用来形象地表示心跳，比如
My heart banged up when I heard the scream.
听到尖叫时，我的心脏砰砰跳个不停。
要注意 stop 的用法。
Stop doing something 意为停止正在做的事，而 stop to do something 意为停下来去做某件事。这是由现在分词和不定式所表达的不同意义决定的。有相似用法的动词有 forget、remember、regret 等等。本句中的 make somebody 加形容词与后面一句中 go 加形容词被称作系动词的用法，表示使谁变得怎么样这样的意思。常见的系动词还有 be、become、sound、
feel, find 等等。Paranoid 有名词和形容词两种词性，分别表示偏执狂患者和显示出偏执狂症状的。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。